Brandon, what's made Schwellenbach so tough against you guys this season?
Yeah, I mean, he's pitched really well. He's hit his spots. He's not afraid to pitch with his fastball. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, when you can pitch off of your fastball and you can hit your spots, you know, it makes you be able to go a lot of different ways. But he's done really, really well. You know, it's something that, you know, obviously we would have loved to have done better off of him, but he's done it twice, and he's done really well. So the thing that I would point to is his pitch location and him executing that.
How daunting is this, knowing who they got scheduled to pitch tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Sale has been the best pitcher in the big leagues this year, and so, you know, to get into the playoffs, you got to beat the best, and so, you know, that's kind of what's in front of us. But there's no question that, yeah, I mean, his numbers speak for themselves this year, and you know, we're going to come ready for the challenge tomorrow. We've had a lot of challenges in front of us this year, and we've been able to overcome. But yeah, it's just another one.
You know the history here, obviously. When you guys come in game one of this series and a couple defensive mistakes, the bats don't really show up. How do you sort of counteract that narrative of, oh no, it's happening again?
It's a different team. I mean, there's a lot of different people on this team. I mean, we have a few of the same, but this is a completely different team, completely different people pitching. So, you know, it's just, they're a good team. That's, you know, that's part of it. You know, they played well tonight. Also, you know, when we had that ball hit the bag in third base, you know, against Philadelphia, and when, you know, bounced straight up in the air, and I've never seen that. And, you know, the run doesn't score. And sometimes when those things happen, you're like, okay, things are bouncing our way, you know, and it looks pretty good. You know, there was a few hit balls that just kind of found their way for them, and we hit some balls hard that, you know, got caught and went straight at people, and that's going to happen in baseball. That's why you play 162 games. You hope that the averages or the mean is close at the end. But, you know, I mean, they're a good team. They're not just going to roll over and die for you. So, you know, we know that we're up for a challenge, but it's a completely new team. It's, you know, even on their side, it's new people. You know, for me, it's just a new challenge. And Sale has been one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in the big leagues this year. And you just look at it as, you know, this is who we've got tomorrow. You game plan, and you take it the same way that we did the Philadelphia series. And we've done it, you know, over and over again, you just to get into this position in September. So, you know, I think that's how you try and differentiate it.
Obviously, this wasn't the execution that you guys wanted to start the series with, but was this the energy that you wanted to start it with?
You know, I think the way the game kind of unfolded, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of energy to build on. You know, Mark did great, to be able to, you know, get that home run. But, you know, there just wasn't a whole lot of, you know, positive to, like, oh, you know, like, we hit a ball hard, hit it at somebody. You know, it's like, okay, that's great, you know, but, you know, it's not a base hit. So you're trying to get things rolling, and it just didn't really get rolling today. That happens sometimes. It doesn't, you know, the thing is this is, you know, late in the season, means a lot. And so things are more emphasized, you know, and so, but, you know, in a regular season, you know that games like this are going to happen, and sometimes there are going to be days like this. So I think tomorrow you just start fresh, and that's the thing, is you try and have short-term memory. You come into the next day. That's what we did against Philadelphia, too. We were just trying to win one game at a time. And so tomorrow we try and win. We try and go 1-0, and we bring, you know, we bring the energy and try and get things, you know, kind of rolling our way.
Lindor came out onto the on-deck circle right before the game ended. If he is able to get back tomorrow, just what type of a lift do you think that will be for this team?
It'd be great. It'd be amazing. I, you know, would love to see him be able to be himself. I think it's going to be, you know, that's going to be a big tell of whether, you know, like, he's himself or if he's playing through some pain or, you know, what it may be. But, you know, we'll see what that's all about. I just want him to, you know, do what's best for him, because that'll be what's best for us. You know, if he got out on the on-deck circle, then, you know, I have all the faith that he felt good enough to get out there. And so it would be great, you know. He's an MVP-type player, and we would love to have that. But also we have to kind of prepare like we're not going to.
How was going to get caught in between on that one ball and left?
Yes, yeah, it was hit really, really well, and topspun. And so was going to come in and make the play, but in my head kind of thought maybe 50-50 shot, and then ended up going just a touch further than I thought, and was just trying to body it up and see if I could knock it down. It kind of ricocheted off me, but yeah, one of those plays that kind of tough in left field. Sometimes you get caught in between on those.
With Lindor, how will you know if he's himself? What's that looking for?
I know what I'm looking for. that's really all I can really say is that I'll know by the body language and how he's moving and everything.